While hundreds filled the auditorium of Newtown Connecticut High School last night hearing President Obama and mourning the loss of the 20 children and six adults who were killed at a shooting on Friday, here is some of what the president had to say.
We can't accept events like this as routine. Are we really prepared to say that we're powerless in the face of such carnage? That the politics are too hard? Are we prepared to say that such violence visited on our children year after year after year is somehow the price of our freedom?
Some of the president's remarks last night in Newtown, Connecticut. WGBH's senior reporter Philip Martin is in Newtown, Connecticut, and joins us this morning. Good morning, Philip.
Bob, good morning.
Well, you have been there for the last 24 hours or so, talking to people and watching what has been going on and getting their reactions. You watched the prayer service, but you weren't inside the high school. You were outside and talking to people who had gathered there. Give us your thoughts about what you've seen and experienced so far.
In fact, Bob, just as the president was speaking, the police had sort of cordoned off the freeway in I-84. They weren't letting anyone basically onto the main entrance. But I got into the town by going around, and once you're in the town, what I found were just hundreds of people on the streets. As the president was speaking, hundreds were standing around a giant Christmas tree in the middle of Newtown. Underneath that tree, where you would normally find presents, as the community sort of celebrates the holiday, they take it very seriously year after year, and they adorn the tree themselves, decorations on the tree themselves, so on and so forth. And instead of the presents that you would find normally under a tree, what you found were hundreds of candles, hundreds of candles that were basically being lighted by the people attending vigils that were taking place the entire day. And these weren't just townspeople. It was townspeople meeting strangers from as far away as Huntsville, Alabama, on one hand, on the other hand, Norway, as I pointed out in an earlier report. People had come in from everywhere to show their respect. They were solemn. Many people were in tears. It was an extraordinary milieu of humanity, blacks, whites, Asians, Latinos here, people from everywhere, people who had heard about this on their radio, three women who came in from Scandinavia, specifically Norway and Denmark. The Norwegians pointed out, look, we had an awful situation in our country off on an island off of Oslo in the summer of 2011, where a lone gunman, like a lone gunman here, opened fire on innocent children. And they spoke with tears in their eyes. And you had a marching band, African-American students from historically black colleges in Alabama, who had come here, drove all night in order to take part in a solemn procession, playing drum and a horn, and basically marching behind a sign that said, "Remember the children."
Well, you know, it is remarkable that this such a traumatic event, of course, as the president mentioned last night to the people of Newtown, you're not alone. The nation and the world is grieving with you. And I guess what you're telling us this morning is, in fact, that people have gathered there to participate in this mourning and grieving process. But they also have some strong opinions about what should be done now. And this does seem to be a real turning point in the whole national debate about gun control and what to do about these incidents, as the president suggested last night. What have you heard?
I heard precisely that. I heard not a single word about the Second Amendment. There may have been, and I have no doubt that there are people who own guns in among the crowds here in Newtown, but I did not meet one of them last night. They all talked about gun control or ending gun violence or making it harder, at least, for someone who is unstable to purchase a gun. A man who talked about not knowing that the ban on assault weapons had actually expired in 2005 and feeling a need to basically enforce those laws. The Norwegians, as you might expect, because of what happened in 2011, were incredulous that that the country is somewhat lax, they feel, about gun ownership and allowing the type of thing that occurred, they felt, to occur as a result of lax gun regulations, so on and so forth. So it's not surprising that you found quite a few people who were very emotional about this issue. And I ran into, again, quite a few of them, some of them unprovoked when on the issue of gun control. Sometimes it just came out in their statements. Other times I did, in fact, ask pointedly what was their feeling on the issue of gun violence and gun ownership. And there seemed to be a consensus that something must be done. If there was any incident that pushed people to talk about this, if Aurora did not do it, Aurora, Colorado, that is to say, the massacre that occurred this year in a movie theater, this certainly seems to have some type of tipping point effect, to quote Malcolm Gladwell. It seems to be a tipping point here with the involvement of 20 children dead and 6 adults dead, all in the context of a school setting, something as innocent as a school setting.
But you mentioned to me, even though there is talk about controlling guns and access to guns, there was very little discussion about more treatment for the mentally ill, which, of course, is another issue that this horrible incident raises.
Yes, I did not. No one raised that issue. I did raise it with one person who seemed to dismiss it. His concern was that the mother of the assailant, whose name I won't even mention, I think a lot of people are not purposely not giving him a protege. His mother, they pointed out, owned quite a few guns and was a gun enthusiast, but he did not. He thought that was the issue and not that of mental illness. But who knows? I'm not a therapist. He was not a therapist, the person I spoke with. And it's clear that for a lot of people who have commented on this issue, that the issue of mental illness may, in fact, play into this this horrible tragedy.
I want to thank you so much. WGBH's senior investigative reporter, Philip Martin, he has been on the scene in Newtown, Connecticut since yesterday, and you're going to be hearing his reports throughout the morning. He mentioned the marching band from Alabama, the people from Norway. You're going to be hearing from them later this morning here on Morning Edition. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Philip.
Thank you, Bob, on this sad occasion.
Philip Martin in Newtown, Connecticut. And you're listening to WGBH's Morning Edition. It's now 7:29.